It was a tale of two halves in San Antonio.
We did something pretty well in the first half, you know, but we did a lot of things not so well in the second.
This is the Hawks Report after the game from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I'm Daniel Salerson. Count on us to get to the point after every game. Hear what the players and the coach have to say, the numbers that matter, and what it means with AJC Hawks beat reporter Lauren Williams. It was as simple as that for head coach Quinn Snyder and the Hawks falling to the San Antonio Spurs on Sunday afternoon 126-118. A 24-point first half lead disappears in the final 24 minutes. San Antonio outscores Atlanta 65-35, including a 39-20 third quarter. Coach Snyder.
There were some, you know, some possessions offensively where, you know, we need to go from good to great and really try to impose our will as far as what we want to have on those possessions. They weren't horrible shots at all, but they're shots that are tough to defend against. They're shots that don't make them work defensively.
It wasn't an ideal homecoming for DeJounte Murray, who returns to San Antonio for the first time since being traded to Atlanta this past offseason. If there's one thing he knows about his former team, it's that they never give up.
You know, I feel like the first half we played well and got comfortable. And one thing, you know, about the Spurs, they're going to play hard for 48 minutes, share the ball, and we gave them confidence, and you see they got a win that they will deserve.
Hey, Lauren, how did the Hawks go from beating the defending champs on Friday to losing to one of the worst teams on Sunday?
Yeah, Daniel, we've said time and time again that this Hawks team is consistently inconsistent, and that's kind of what their identity has been all season long. Now, unfortunately for them, they were inconsistent to one of the NBA's worst teams after giving a very convincing win to the Golden State Warriors at home on Friday night. They had a rough performance in the second half, and the Spurs took advantage of it. So the Hawks will have to continue finding ways to do the things that work for them in the first half or whatever quarter it is, and string them together in consistent ways.
Atlanta drops back below 500 at 35-36 and remain in seventh place in the Eastern Conference standings. The Hawks head back home to take on the Detroit Pistons on Tuesday night inside State Farm Arena. Make sure you tune into the Hawks Report every Tuesday for our regular episode with Lauren giving you the stories behind the score. And don't forget to check out the Hawks After the Game pages in the AJC e-paper and online at AJC.com, which is only available if you subscribe at subscribe.AJC.com/podcast. I'm Daniel Salerson, and this is the Hawks Report After the Game from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents...
Hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop store.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny...
One film.
...the power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at AJC.com/hip-hop.